Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our victory videos designed to strengthen and propel your life in Christ forward. In a moment, I want to look at a vital study in God's Word that I call the power of the imagination and how God wants to get hold of your imagination so that He can lead you and guide you into the perfect plan that He has for your life. In a moment, we'll jump into that. First, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who support your missionary. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world, but they all have one thing in common. They need the prayer cover and the support of friends like you. So thank you for standing with your missionary. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, you have found the right place today. We are serving hundreds of missionaries around the world, and we relieve them of all the administrative burden and stress while you're on the mission field. We can help you take care of the home office stuff, what we might call the stuff, making sure your money's in the bank. Receipts are going out to your donors. You can log in 24/7 to your portal, track all your business and the things that you need to take care of. That's what we do. So I'm going to put the address of our office right across the screen. Simply go there and click on the tab that says Missionary Agency. Look at all of what we do for our families and see if this is a good fit for you. And then fill out the form, contact us, and we'll go back and forth and find out if this is the right step for you to take. We would love to serve you if you're a missionary. All right, let's turn our attention now to this powerful subject that I call the power of the imagination. In fact, this is part two. So if you missed part one, you want to go back and try to catch that. And then I'm going to give one more part. There'll be a part three where I give you some guidelines from using your imagination properly. But you know, the imagination is an area that Christians kind of, I think, shy away from because so many New Age and other religions get into the whole mind science aspect. But you know, it's a little foolish. That's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. We need to study everything the Word of God has for us. And part of the renewing of the mind process, God wants us to renew our minds to His Word. Part of the renewal process is letting the Holy Spirit get hold of what I call your dreamer, where He begins to inspire you with His visions and His dreams, glimpses by the Holy Spirit of what He wants you to do. This is part of, if I could put it to you this way, the language of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit not only wants to speak to us, the Holy Spirit wants to show us. And we see that all through the Word of God. In fact, in our first session, now I don't have time to repeat everything, but go back and try to catch that. We talked about how God took Abraham. Do you remember that? In Genesis 15, God told Abraham to look into the sky and to see. What do you see? He said, Abraham, what do you see? Start counting the stars. And you know, God painted a picture, and we've always heard that phrase that a picture is worth a thousand words, and that's true. So one of God's ways of communicating is not only speaking, and many times God would just speak to Abraham, but in this case, God showed him a picture, an image, an imagination of what his future was going to be. And we begin to see all through the Word of God that this is part and parcel of the way God leads us and guides us. One other passage, and then I want to jump into something that happened to David, King David. And when you see this, when you see in a moment what I'm about to show you, you'll wonder, how did I miss that? But before we do that, let me just hit a couple of verses here about the life of Jesus. Notice what Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself. Okay? We know that. That's exactly what He taught in John 15 about abiding. He says, just like the branch has to abide in the vine, so you've got to stay connected to Me. And Jesus is basically saying here, I operate the same way. I can't do anything by myself. I'm paraphrasing. But He goes on to say in a moment, I have to do what the Father shows me. Don't miss that. He goes on and He says, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. Now, you know, there were times that the Holy Spirit would just speak to Jesus, but Jesus is making it clear here that there are times the Father would just show Him by the Spirit. Just show Him. Show Him. So there's a difference between speaking and showing. You know, I'm a pilot, and I've spent a lot of hours in what they call flight simulators. What is a flight simulator? A simulator, if you've never been in one, you've probably got the concept because of television or the movies. But basically, in a simulator, it's a machine that they've developed that has the video, it has audio, it even will move if there's turbulence, it'll pretend like there's turbulence. And so you are training for something that's not real just yet, but the simulator is showing you. You are seeing. Not only are you hearing through your headset, you're listening to the air traffic controller, you are seeing with your eyes, you're feeling and sensing in a simulated fashion, which prepares you for the reality. Now, I don't want you to miss that. Because in a sense, the Holy Spirit wants to begin to show you the dreams, the visions. You begin to have glimpses. Jesus says the Father shows the Son. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things. So, you know, there's this aspect even in Jesus' life where He talks about the Holy Spirit will speak, but the Holy Spirit will also show you things to come. That's in John 16. Now, I want to look at this passage about David's life. Wow, wow, wow. If I could just say that several times, because what we're about to read is a perfect illustration of the power of the imagination in David's life and how God not only spoke to David at times, but showed him. Now, this concerns the tabernacle that Solomon was going to build. But did you know that Solomon is not the one that got the plans for that? David got the plans. How did he get the plans? Well, it says in 1 Chronicles 28, and I'll put the reference across the screen so that you can mark this in your Bible. You don't want to miss this. Because if you're in business, you need to have a picture and an image in your mind of what God has for your business. If you're supposed to buy a new home, you need to start seeing yourself in that new home. If you're called to mission work, you need to see yourself. I know before I ever had my first crusade, I would see it, glimpses by the Spirit. I would see myself on a platform preaching. I would see myself praying for the people. I would see people coming forward to receive Christ. I saw it in my spirit and in my heart. And that's the way God communicates to us. But it says in verse 9, and thou, David is speaking, he says, and thou, Solomon, my son, know that the Lord, the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all the hearts and the understanding and all the imaginations of the heart. Did you know that part of your mind... Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Don't say, well, I don't want to talk about the imagination because the New Agers talk about the imagination. That's just as foolish as saying, well, we can't talk about prayer because other religions talk about prayer. No. We study prayer and we understand that we have access to the Father because of Jesus. And we understand how to have effective prayer. Same with the imagination. Part of this mind-renewing process is making sure that your imagination runs in the right direction. You know, too many Christians spend time watching videos and looking at photos and images and movies of things that are ungodly, and it just programs your heart with the wrong type of imagination. And then you wonder why your feet want to go in that direction. It's because there's a connection between your feet and your imagination, if I could put it to you that way. Part of the renewing process is to bring every thought captive. Your imagination's captive to what God wants you to do. Watch what he says. David says, he says, the Lord searches the imaginations of the heart. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee. Don't miss this. Talking to Solomon. To build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave, watch this. Then David gave to Solomon the pattern. What? The pattern. Can I just expand on that? The architectural diagrams. David had designed in explicit detail architectural diagrams that he had received by the Spirit. You say, how do you know that the Holy Spirit? Because he says it here in a moment. Listen to what he says. David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, of the houses, the treasuries, the chambers. Verse 12, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit. There we go. That's in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 12. David, through prayer and worship, had received this architectural diagram, this image, if you will, sketches, detailed of this tabernacle that Solomon later built. Now, this is so reminiscent of what happened in Moses' life. We don't have time to go there, but in the book of Genesis, same thing. God showed with his imagination, in his heart, the architectural diagrams of exactly what the tabernacle was to be. And now David is repeating that. I am telling you, part of the language, the way the Holy Spirit communicates to us, is through inspiring our imaginations. You know, for many years I traveled all over the country as a pilot, flying here, crisscrossing the United States, at times going out of the United States. I would fly across the Gulf of Mexico at times. But one of my joys was just spending time with pastors all across America. And at times, I would get there early. I'd usually arrive on a Saturday if we were going to kick it off on Sunday and have a seminar that started Sunday morning and maybe go through Wednesday night. I might be teaching on prayer or faith. I might be teaching on the power of the imagination. And I would do a series for them. But I remember at times, the Saturday night, he'd say, let me just take you out to my property that we've just bought. Now, you got to understand, I've just flown in. I've never seen the property. I don't understand exactly what he's getting ready to build. But he takes me to a piece of property, and at times it was the rawest piece of property I've ever seen. And so he would stand there and he would begin to say, now we're going to take that hill over there and we're going to move it and flatten it out. And then that gully over there is going to be filled in. And don't worry about all the trash that you see right now. Don't worry about the old tires that are out there. Because the building's going to go here, and there's going to be a parking lot there. And he would begin to paint a detailed picture. And you know what? His faith was evident because he could see it. Don't miss this, my friend. If you're in business, you need to start seeing yourself successful. See yourself closing the deal. See yourself buying that building. See yourself leasing a new office if that's the next step for you. If you're in the ministry, see yourself doing the feeding center. See yourself doing the orphanage work. See it. Don't just say it. See it. God wants to get hold of your imagination. Just like David had the pattern by the Spirit, it says. And so the pastor would paint a picture. Before I left there, it wasn't just an old rough piece of property. In my mind, I also saw it. And then he would take me sometimes to his office the next day on Sunday between services, and he'd pull out an architectural diagram, and all of a sudden I could even see it clearer. Do you see where we're going with this? The Holy Spirit wants to get hold of our imaginations, just like David, just like Abraham, just like Jesus. This is part of the mind-renewing process. In one place in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said, we don't look at things which are seen. No, we are looking at things which are unseen. Well, what do you mean looking at things which are unseen? Well, you understand what he's saying now. He's saying in our heart we can see the will of God. In our heart we can see the church being established in Ephesus. In our heart we can behold by faith the Galatians being established. We don't look at the trials and the tests and the shipwrecks that we're going through now. We look at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are just temporary stuff, temporary hassles. But the things which are not seen, that's the eternal things. And so, my friend, you need to capture your mind. That's part of the renewing process. And begin to see what God wants you to see. Now, let me quickly mention this to you before we go. We have study guides. These are free, absolutely free. Go to our website. We have one on the power of the imagination. I'm going to put the address across the screen. Click on this section that says free Bible studies and print this out. This is one on the power of the imagination, you'll be blessed. And there's another one on the renewed mind. All this runs together. It's all part of the same area of renewing of the mind. And so you print those out. Also, we have audio studies. Again, all of our resources are absolutely free, 100%. You go there, download these audio files quickly. I have whole sessions on the power of the imagination, on renewing the mind. And you can take this so much further through our resources. Well, don't miss the third session. If you didn't get the first one, go back and get that one. And then the third one, where I talk about the guidelines to properly use the imagination as a believer. All right, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.